Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 5th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Microsoft has warned that it expects Chinese state-backed cyber groups to target high-profile elections with artificial intelligence-generated content in the U.S., South Korea, and India this year after making a dry run in the presidential race in Taiwan. Microsoft's threat intelligence team published a report on Friday which states, as populations in India, South Korea, and the United States head to the polls, we are likely to see China-based cyber and influence actors, and to some extent North Korean cyber actors, work toward targeting these elections. Samsung doesn't officially report its first quarter results until April 30th, but the South Korean electronics giant expects profits for the first 3 months of 2024 to jump by more than tenfold compared to the same period last year. Samsung estimates operating profit rose by $4.9 billion, a 931% increase over last year, primarily driven by a rebound in semiconductor prices on the global market after a severe downturn a year earlier. Samsung is also planning to more than double its semiconductor investment at its Taylor, Texas site to more than $44 billion, where it is building a semiconductor hub near other existing operations. This expansion is part of the Biden administration's push to strengthen the chip-making capabilities in the U.S. and is subsidized by a CHIPS Act grant expected to be one of the largest awarded to a single company. Over 700 Apple employees from 8 Santa Clara, California offices lost their jobs this week, with 371 layoffs coming from the company location that primarily dealt with Apple's defunct electric vehicle project. Another office hit hard was the one that worked on Apple's in-house micro LED display project, which was reportedly scrapped in March due to cost and technical difficulties. Disney CEO Bob Iger, in a CNBC interview, says the company plans on launching our first real foray into password sharing in June, rolling out to just a few countries and a few markets before expanding to all subscribers in September. Disney Plus already has rules in place to prevent subscribers from sharing their passwords, but those suspected of improper sharing will see a prompt to sign up users outside of their household for an additional $7.99 per month when the crackdown ensues this summer. Google is launching a new Find My Device network for Android on April 7th, according to email sent out to various Android users on Thursday. Formally announced last year, Google's Find My Device network is set to leverage the massive population of Android devices to help locate missing phones, headphones, and trackers. Google held back the launch of its Find My Device network while it worked with Apple on an industry standard that would help ensure this location technology is not used to maliciously track someone else's movements. That standard was ready on December of 2023, and the protection is now rolling out in iOS 17.5. Starting in May, Meta will start applying Made with AI labels to AI-generated videos, images, and audio posted on its platforms, expanding a policy that previously addressed only a narrow slice of doctored videos. The new approach will shift the company's treatment of manipulated content, moving from one of focused on removing to a limited set of posts toward one that keeps content up while providing viewers with information about how it was made. Google says that OpenAI's use of YouTube to train Sora, the company's AI-powered video creation tool, would be a clear violation of YouTube's terms of service, according to YouTube CEO Neil Mohan, who said he had no firsthand knowledge of whether OpenAI had, in fact, used YouTube videos to refine its artificial intelligence-powered video creation tool. These were Mohan's first public remarks after OpenAI Chief Technology Officer Mira Murati said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal last month that she wasn't sure whether Sora was trained in user-generated videos from YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Mohan added that Google adheres to YouTube's individual contracts with creators before deciding whether to use videos from the platform in training of the company's own powerful AI model, Gemini. And finally, NASA has awarded contracts to three companies, Intuitive Machines, Lunar Outpost, and Venturi Astrolab, for lunar vehicle design the space agency wants operational in 2030 for the Artemis V crew. Teams from the three companies will separately conduct a year-long special study to develop a system that meets NASA's requirements through the preliminary design maturity project phase through an initial feasibility task order, NASA said this week. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.